Welcome to the Stonewall Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Cameron, and today I'm very excited to have on Sarah Gregg, the Marketing Manager for the Natural Stone Institute. Today we are going to talk about women in stone and how the program provides resources and opportunities to recruit, retain, and advance women in the stone industry. So first, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So before we get kind of into women in stone, if you don't mind first, just talk a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got into this role with the Natural Stone Institute and Women in Stone.
Sure. So I have a bit of an interesting story of my career within the natural stone industry. I graduated from college and I started working at a small countertop fabrication shop in Fargo, North Dakota. That was in 2003. I didn't honestly expect to be at that job for very long, but my experience is pretty similar to a lot of people I've heard in the industry, where I just fell in love with stone. And I kind of made my way within that company and decided that I was going to stick around. In 2005, after I'd worked there for a couple years, I was one of the recipients of Natural Stone Institute Scholarship Award, and they still give that out every year. And I always look forward to seeing the recipients each year to introduce myself and just let them know that that's how my journey started within the stone industry as well. But that opportunity got me to Stone Expo and introduced to a lot of people within the industry and just sort of launched my love for stone. And I've been able to capitalize on that. I didn't realize how significantly that would affect my career in future years, but it really has. That it all kind of started back then. So after I had worked for Dakota Stone Design for about 5 years, my family moved down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I got a job working for Scott Lardner at Rocky Mountain Stone, which is another countertop fabricator. And I was there for a couple of years. I did marketing for them, and then I decided Albuquerque wasn't for me. I moved back to South Dakota to be closer to my family, and that's when I started a freelance marketing type of business. So it was just me. I had collected a number of contacts through that scholarship that I had, and just by maintaining those connections throughout the years, and built myself up a little set of clients with all within the natural stone industry. And I did subcontracting for many years. And one of the clients that I subcontracted for was the Natural Stone Institute. Started in 2012, they asked me to help out with their CEU program, and I still administer that program as well. And then in 2014, I became the Women in Stone Administrator when that program started. And just this year in January, I decided to accept a full-time position with Natural Stone Institute. So now I'm no longer working for the other clients that I had in the past, and I'm working full-time for the Natural Stone Institute. So I'm really excited about that too.
Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
So as far as Women in Stone, for those that don't know, how did the program get started and how did it get to where it is today?
Well, this all started back in 2014. I'm told it started on a cocktail napkin, like all good ideas, right? Brenda Edwards with Texas Stone Quarries was serving on the board of directors for the Natural Stone Institute, and one of the only females on the board. And she just thought, you know, there's a lot of great things that a few more ladies could bring to this board. So she decided she was going to do what she could to make it happen. And it all kind of snowballed from there. We established a steering committee. Polycorp wanted to host our kickoff event. So that happened at Coverings actually in 2015. And that was a really fun event. And Polycorp continues to be very involved with us as a sponsor. So we're very thankful for that. And we've had a lot of other really great sponsors throughout the years. Honestly, all of the things that Women in Stone does, you know, it requires money. And we've had just such a great experience working with companies in the industry. They're very supportive of our mission and willing to help us out. So we've been very grateful for that. But you mentioned our mission, which is to recruit, retain, and advance women in the natural stone industry. And honestly, we refer back to that constantly when we're deciding what to put on our social media pages, when we're deciding what we're gonna have in an event for coverings and ties. We always look back to that, you know, is this going to recruit, retain, or advance women within our industry? So we're very proud of that mission, and we stick pretty strongly to that.
Awesome. All right. So one of the things I've noticed, I mean, I've been, you know, in the industry now 5-6 years, and it seems like year over year, there's just more people involved with Women in Stone. There's more members. It just seems like the program keeps taking off. So in your opinion, would you say that there are more women entering the stone industry, or is just more people starting to find out Women in Stone and all the great, you know, benefits that you guys have?
That's a really good question. I don't know if I can if I can answer that. I know that we haven't done a lot to actively recruit women into the industry. Mm-hmm. Yet we do have that on our project list for this year, so we're looking forward to getting into that. But what I would say is what we're doing is possibly helping to retain women. So mm-hmm. maybe they get out of college, they're looking for a career, and they find one in Natural Stone. What we provide as Women in Stone is a part of the culture of what they're doing. And, you know, you watch any sorts of recommendations for working with millennials and the younger generations. That's what they're looking for, is culture, a way to connect. It's not just about the money. It's about doing something good and feeling like they're contributing to the world as a whole. So I think that we offer that through Women in Stone, and in that fashion are able to retain some of those mm-hmm. young, talented women to stick around in the industry and grow their careers here.
I was going to say, I know you guys offer a bunch of different programs, and one of the ones that I hear about all the time, it always comes up with Natural Stone Institute members or, you know, people, Women in Stone, is your mentorship program. It seems to be extremely popular, and a lot of people love talking about it. So how did that program come about, and kind of what is the goal of it?
Well, yes, you're right. One of our, well, probably our impact program that we coordinate through Women in Stone is the mentorship program. We're currently in the fourth year, so we do one mm-hmm. round of the mentorship program each year, and just a very unique learning opportunity. I've talked to people in other industries that have attempted to set up mentorship programs, and they ask me for advice. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to coordinate. It's a lot of work on our part, but because it's been so successful, we continue to do it, and will continue to do it because of the success that people are having. But it's all done virtually, usually done through video chat. We suggest people use Skype or FaceTime. But we do also encourage our peers to try to meet in person at industry events. We try to make different events that they can do that at. But then also, you know, people who travel for work, if they're in the area of where their pair lives, then they have the opportunity to meet up as well. But most of the program is done virtually. So it mm-hmm. starts with a registration process. We have them fill out a pretty extensive survey to get a good idea of their current experience, what they're looking to learn. We have a few different buckets, I would say, of focus within the mentorship program: leadership and career advancement, sales and marketing, technical and stone industry knowledge. So we identify which areas of focus each participant is looking to pursue. And then they also choose which role they want to be. So do they want to be a mentor? This is typically people with 15 or more years experience within the industry. But we also have mentors that are younger, or, you know, just maybe never really feel confident and secure enough to be a mentor. But we always try to push them in that direction, because women in general, we're maybe too humble at times. Mm. So we also have a mentee role. So again, this is usually people that have between 0 and 7 or 8 years of experience, but we also have mentees who have over 20 years of experience. Maybe they're switching roles within their company, and they are looking just to learn more about that particular part of the industry. We also have a peer-to-peer category. So this is kind of, I know enough where I don't think I need a mentor, but I'm really not ready to teach at this point. So we put them into this peer-to-peer category, and we try to find someone within the industry that's in the same sector, whether it's courier, fabricator, distributor, et cetera, and then also the same role within their company, whether it's sales and marketing or accounting or field work, whatever it may be, and just try to match people up with someone who's doing very similar things and has similar amounts of experience to themselves. So that's it, three roles: mentor, mentee, peer-to-peer. And then they meet together for 1 hour a month for 6 months of the program. We provide them some tools. So each month they get an email with suggested conversation topics, things that are going on in the industry that we recommend that they talk about, tips for communicating, different things like that. And then we check in with them regularly just to make sure that people are staying on track and do our part to remind people if one party has been more engaged than the other, then just kind of try to help people along and get as many people through the entire program as we can.
Oh, that's fantastic. It really is a cool and great program this is. So it's exciting to see you guys do it. Now, besides the mentorship program, you guys have some other programs too, right?
Yes, we do. I'd say the most notable would be Wine and Stone, our CEU presentation, which is just a 90-minute CEU presentation. Really fun event. We provide the hosts with the tools that they need, such as setup instructions, shopping list, a study guide, some printable collateral that helps aid the event. So it's really easy for the host, and it's really fun for the attendees. We get really great evaluations on the program. But the gist of it is, geologically, all marbles are basically the same. They're calcareous metamorphic stones. And genetically, all wine varieties are the same. So Chardonnay grape is a Chardonnay grape, no matter where it's grown, if it's Italy or California or wherever. So even though there are these similarities, there's little things that affect how the marble looks, how it performs, and then also little things that affect how a wine tastes, the climate, soil composition, et cetera. So just a really fun class, and we've had a lot of people really enjoy participating as attendees and also hosting the event. And then other programs that we have, we do live educational events at Tice and Coverings. And I say educational, but what we strive for with our live events is, number one, we want people to be able to meet each other and grow their professional networks. Number two, we want to teach them a little bit of something. We don't get really technical within our courses or events. It's more giving you a broader view of what happens outside of your little sector of the industry, just to help you be a little more confident in your knowledge of the industry as a whole. And then number three, we hope that people have fun. So we try our best to accomplish those three bullet points with each of our events. And unfortunately, we won't be able to do it at Coverings this year. We were really looking forward to that. We were going to do a hop-on, hop-off minibus tour of landmarks that feature natural stone in New Orleans. So maybe another time. And then finally, we also have an award and scholarship program. And that celebrates someone within the industry who's doing a great job of recruiting, retaining, and advancing women. And then also a scholarship program, so looking to identify some young women with potential for leadership in our industry and give them a launching point similar to what I received way back in 2005 when I got the scholarship award through the Natural Stone Institute. So those are some really great things that we're doing, and try each year to improve them a little bit and grow them a little bit. So we're doing what we can.
Perfect. So you talked a little bit about how you're developing a new program to recruit new women into the industry. What else are you guys doing for the future? I mean, you have a lot going on now. So what does the future hold for Women in Stone?
Well, and you said it, we have a lot going on right now. So we talk about this on our meetings, and we're trying to prioritize goals and figure out what our priorities are going to be. And we usually come back to, okay, do we have time and resources to do more we just try to do what we already do now, do it a little bit better, grow it a little bit more each year. But what we don't want to happen is to have just so much going on that we can't do what we do really well. So that's always our number one priority, is just making sure that we're keeping up with the programs that we have and not overextending ourselves. But one thing that we do hope to add to our repertoire this year is to develop some outreach to trade schools to help pull more women into the stone industry.
All right, fantastic. So let's say I'm a fabricator, I'm listening to this, you know, I really like what I hear. How do I get more information? Do I reach out to you? Do I reach out to Natural Stone Institute? Who do I contact?
Well, all of the above. We do host a welcome webinar each month, and that's for new members or existing members who aren't really sure what all we're doing, but they can come to those 30-minute webinars. It's sort of an orientation for women in stone, and we talk about all of the different programs and resources that are coordinated through our organization, and then they can figure out where they're comfortable tapping in and getting more involved. And we do post the current schedule on the Natural Stone Institute's events calendar. Right now we're at the end of March, so our next one is going to be on Tuesday, April 14th at 12 o'clock Eastern, but we do have them monthly every month after that.
All right, awesome. Well, Sarah, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We are very honored to be able to share a little bit more with the people who are watching your podcast and following your magazine. You guys do a great job.